Nitrogen fertilizer prices have surged sharply in recent weeks as instability around the Strait of Hormuz disrupts one of the world's most critical commodity corridors. Gulf nations, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Oman, and the UAE, are among the world's largest urea exporters. Much of that urea moves through the strait. For tea-producing countries, the implications are immediate. Tea is highly dependent on nitrogen. Unlike seasonal crops, which are harvested once or twice a year, tea bushes require continuous nutrient application to sustain plucking cycles and maintain yields. When fertilizer becomes expensive or shipments are delayed, growers reduce application rates, leading to lower yields and poorer quality several months later. Commodity analysts report that benchmark fertilizer prices have doubled in some markets since tensions escalated in the Gulf. The impact is already spreading across tea regions. In East Africa, Kenya and Uganda reportedly source about 35% of their fertilizer imports from Gulf suppliers. Malawi's dependence exceeds 60% in some categories. Rwanda also relies heavily on imported fertilizer transported through Gulf Link logistics systems. This matters because East African tea factories operate on tight cash cycles. Delayed fertilizer shipments, higher freight costs, or weaker local currencies quickly squeeze growers and factories alike. Asia faces similar pressure. India's agriculture sector is already under stress from fertilizer imports and instability in the Middle East trade, according to the Economic Times. Analysts at Observer Research Foundation warn that India's dependence on fertilizer leaves agriculture extremely exposed to Gulf instability. Sri Lanka may be especially vulnerable. The country is still recovering from the fertilizer crisis triggered by the 2021 chemical fertilizer ban. Tea production has stabilized, but many smallholders remain financially vulnerable. Another sustained fertilizer spike could reduce application rates during key growing periods, threatening both volume and quality. This is where the tea trade needs to pay close attention. The problem is not simply higher costs. The greater risk is uneven production stress across regions. Large estates and governments may temporarily absorb some of the shock, but smallholders usually cannot. Reduced fertilizer use today means weaker output later in the year. The tea market may not yet be pricing in that delayed effect. For tea buyers, importers, and blenders, the next several months will be critical. Watch fertilizer allocation programs, monitor green leaf intake at factories, and track when smallholders begin cutting nutrient application. The tea industry has spent years optimizing for low-cost sourcing and just-in-time logistics. Hormuz is exposing how fragile that market can become when agriculture itself loses access to critical inputs. While the world anxiously awaits oil tankers moving through Hormuz, tea producers watch fertilizer shipments. Business Insight. Global food analysts increasingly warn of a broader food security emergency as fertilizer shortages reduce crop yields worldwide. Tea-producing nations are particularly vulnerable because tea competes with staple crops such as corn, wheat, and rice for the same nitrogen inputs. This creates a difficult economic hierarchy during periods of scarcity. Governments facing rising food inflation and hunger risks are likely to prioritize staple crops over export crops. For tea-producing countries already grappling with currency weakness and constrained foreign exchange, fertilizer allocation may become increasingly political. Smallholders who produce much of the world's tea are typically the first to reduce application rates when prices surge. The result may not be apparent at auction. However, weaker flushes, lower quality, and tighter supply later this year could be the delayed agricultural consequence of a crisis that began as a maritime conflict in the Gulf. International Tea Day, observed annually by the United Nations, has evolved from a ceremonial observance into a global platform that celebrates tea's cultural heritage and its important role in rural livelihoods. Once again, the centerpiece will be the FAO International Tea Day observance at FAO headquarters in Rome. This high-level gathering brings together policymakers, tea boards, researchers, and sustainability organizations to address critical industry issues, including biodiversity, ethical sourcing, and climate resilience. A primary focus of the discussions will be tea's measurable contributions to the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. At the same time, producing countries continue to use International Tea Day as a form of cultural diplomacy. At the United Nations in New York, International Tea Day 2026 highlights tea's growing importance as both a cultural and economic force. The global observance serves as a strategic platform for tea diplomacy, tourism development, and sustainability branding while engaging consumers worldwide. India's permanent mission to the UN is expected to host comprehensive programming in New York City. These sessions will highlight tea's vital role in supporting rural livelihoods and advancing women's employment. One of the year's most ambitious gatherings will take place on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where the International Tea Symposium will be held under the high patronage of Emmanuel Macron, President of France. The symposium offers a unique forum for tea historians, tourism officials, and producers to explore the preservation of tea heritage alongside tourism growth. This event underscores the growing international visibility of tea tourism and its diplomatic potential. Meanwhile, online participation continues to expand through the SOFA Summit, hosted by Shabnam Weber of the Tea and Herbal Association of Canada. This global live-streamed event facilitates direct connections between tea professionals and consumers through expert interviews, guided tea tastings, and wellness discussions spanning multiple tea origins. Throughout the week, a coalition of tea-producing countries, including India, China, Sri Lanka, Kenya, Japan, Indonesia, Nepal, Bangladesh, Vietnam, and Uganda, is expected to host local activations, operating under the themes such as Tea for Better Lives and Farmed with Care. These programs will include tea garden tours, educational campaigns, and initiatives to reinforce the industry's positive social impact. Museums, universities, and cultural organizations are also aligning their programming with UNESCO-recognized tea traditions. These efforts underscore tea's status as an essential element of intangible cultural heritage, not merely a global beverage. At the retail level, tea houses and specialty shops worldwide are responding to the post-pandemic surge in experiential tea culture. Activities such as matcha workshops, traditional Gong Fu tea sessions, and community gatherings are being held to foster deeper consumer engagement with specialty tea. For the global tea industry, International Tea Day is evolving from a symbolic observation into a coordinated week of market development. Visit the TeaBiz blog and podcast for comprehensive schedules, live streams, venues, and links to participate in International Tea Day 2026. India's tea auction dispute has escalated from a regulatory argument into a market access fight. The Tea Board of India has now shut the Jorhat Tea Auction Center, also known as the Jorhat e-Marketplace. The board says the closure in April supports a new pan-India digital auction framework and makes a separate Jorhat model, quote, no longer feasible, end quote. But the timing's explosive. The same regulator is also moving to enforce rules requiring registered tea manufacturers to sell at least 50% of their annual production through public auctions. For dust grades, the pressure is even greater, with industry reports citing a 100% auction sale requirement under the 2024 amendment. That is why producer groups from Assam and West Bengal have appealed directly to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Their core request is simple: allow sellers to choose their mode of sale, auction, private contract, ex-factory sale, or direct buyer arrangement, based on commercial need. The Modi government has not responded. The Jorhat closure sharpens the contradiction. Assam produces more than half of India's tea, yet with Jorhat closed, growers in Upper Assam must rely heavily on Guwahati for auction access. Jorhat handled about 4 million kilos last year and was geographically closer to many gardens in India's most important tea-producing belt. Why is the government pushing auctions? The official argument is transparency, standardized oversight, and price discovery through licensed public platforms. A centralized digital system also provides regulators with clearer visibility in volumes, buyers, taxation, compliance, and the movement of tea. But growers argue that transparency is no longer unique to auctions. India's GST system, digital invoicing, buyer registration, and traceability tools can verify trade without forcing producers into a single selling channel. Their objection is economic. Auction sales add time, brokerage, warehousing, sampling, cataloging, transport, and finance charges. Industry groups estimate auction-related costs at roughly 10 rupees per kilogram, which is about 5% of the average selling price, and in weak markets, enough to erase net margins. Growers also avoid auctions because auctions expose tea to oversupply-driven price suppression. If too much tea arrives in one channel at once, buyers gain leverage. Direct sales, by contrast, allow producers to negotiate quality, delivery, timing, payment terms, and long-term buyer relationships privately. This is especially important for specialty, orthodox, bought leaf, and value-added producers trying to escape commodity pricing. Business Insight. India is treating auctions as a guarantee of transparency, but producers increasingly see them as a constraint on market freedom. The strategic issue is not whether auctions should exist. They should. The issue is whether auctions should be compulsory. In a digital modern trade environment, the stronger policy is optionality. Transparent auctions for those who need them, direct sales for those who can build better markets outside them.
Produced by Adavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.